The Discovery Channel Telescope, or DCT, stands 7 stories high on Lowell Observatory's Happy Jack site, about 40 miles southeast of Flagstaff. When it's finished in the spring, the DCT will be the 5th largest telescope in the continental United States, with a primary mirror 4 meters, or about 14 feet, across. But as Lowell Observatory Director Jeff Hall explains, its significance goes beyond its size.
What I'm most excited about is that it's ours. 4-meter class telescopes are not totally unusual these days. It is, however, extremely unusual, practically unique, for an individual organization to own a facility of this caliber.
When Lowell astronomers schedule time at other observatories, they often have to compete with other researchers for short glimpses of the heavens, sometimes just a few nights a year. They need more frequent and more reliable telescope time for many of the research projects at Lowell, including Hall's own studies of sun-like stars.
There are a number of science programs we've identified for the early observations of DCT. One of them is a study of the enigmatic Kuiper Belt objects, these small icy things far out in the distant solar system at or beyond the orbit of Pluto. We will be studying star formation in dwarf galaxies, searching for and understanding the characteristics of systems forming planets. So a whole slew of projects right out of the box.
Even though they'll have ready access to the new telescope, Lowell astronomers aren't the only ones who are excited about it.
This particular telescope is going to transform the Department of Astronomy at Boston University.
That's Teresa Brainerd, an associate professor of astronomy at BU. Both BU and the University of Maryland have formed partnerships with Lowell, whereby their researchers get telescope time and in turn help with telescope costs and instrumentation. Brainerd says the telescope is a game changer for her department.
Funding at the moment is extremely competitive. We're typically looking at funding rates of about 15%. So having that guaranteed access to the telescope should be very strong leverage with the funding agencies.
The Discovery Channel Telescope was first conceived in 2003 as an unusual collaboration between an observatory and a multimedia giant. It was originally supposed to see first light, or the first glimpse of space, in 2008. Several glitches arose, the most disheartening when a manufacturing company cracked one of the telescope's mirrors at a cost of $75,000. Lowell Observatory's Jeff Hall says the hard-won, cutting-edge machine ties indirectly with Lowell Observatory's beginnings more than 100 years ago.
Our founder, Percival Lowell, was one of the great popularizers of astronomy of his day. The Discovery Channel Telescope will be a uniquely public telescope because we will do research with it, and Discovery will use that research to bring to millions of subscribers. It's a very unusual model for a telescope like this, and one that's just perfect for Lowell.
First light for the DCT is now expected next spring, and the Discovery Channel has tentatively picked next June 17th for the first major primetime televised feature about the making of the telescope. For KNAU News, I'm Ann Menard.